Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yesterday, we heard unbelievable testimony from RFK. I want to rewind for a sec just to set this up, okay? For many years in a better America, child goes missing. I mean, not a teenager, but a child. Think Adam Walsh. That's national news. It's a big deal. They end up on milk cartons. We know their names. We follow them for years. We wonder what happened to them. Follow the cases. We see their faces. It's how much life in our culture is valued, or was, especially children. It's not a perfect culture, and I'm sure somebody will send me something saying, well, we have abortions, terrible, blah, blah, blah. I get it. But for that was the standard culturally in America. I mean, one missing child was intolerable. So much so that if it happened, it would be massive news. Still is. Now, teenagers go missing. That's a little harder because they can run away. We don't know if, you know, you were kidnapped, you ran away. It's sketchier. But a true child disappearing in our country. Unthinkable. If hundreds were disappearing, again, unthinkable. Thousands? Until the Joe Biden sex trafficking network. Then it became, ho-hum. And we lost 300,000 of them. We don't know where they are. They were supposed to be reunited with their parents by Health and Human Services, but they were just handing them out like candy, RFK said at a hearing the other day.
The major reason that the Biden administration lost track of all those children is because they were emphasizing speed over security. And there were political reasons for that. They wanted to get the kids out of U.S. custody, so they were handing them off to anybody. They didn't require background checks. They didn't require identification even. I've watched horror stories of the same person picking up child after child after child, using different names and different addresses. One of the addresses was a strip club. One of the addresses was a parking lot. One of the addresses was an empty lot that was filled with shipping containers. And this character was getting all these kids. One person got 42 kids to one address. What we're doing now is DNA testing on every sponsor. We're doing personal identification. We're doing background checks. And we're doing income verification.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the Democrat Party, upon, I'll never forget this as long as I live, learning at the time that 89,000 had disappeared, they can't find them. Joe Biden's administration went, you know what? Let's cover up the crime. We'll end DNA testing entirely. That way we'll have no idea when that kid comes across the border, if that's their pimp who kidnapped them from their mama in Guatemala, or if that's actually the child's dad. Ended it. The last hope. That was the last chance we had to catch that kid with a pimp. Last hope they had, and the Biden administration cruelly ended it, even knowing the New York Times had reported that many of these children were being sex trafficked. That's why they were brought here. Many of them were being kidnapped and sex trafficked. In fact, it created a magnet for that. Get yourself a kid, get yourself 3 or 4. Go to a poor village in Guatemala where they don't have running water, and the police barely answer, and there's not even a phone anyway, and get yourself a whole boatload of them. Come on up here, especially attractive girls. You could sell them. What a difference from the days of Adam Walsh and the milk cartons. Well, somebody actually asked Tom Homan, our deportation czar, where does he think those children are? They've managed to find 6,000 of them. Pretty good work for 5 months, but a drop in a bucket compared to what's missing. Where are those kids? Where were they when they found them?
Like 300,000 missing children. Under the last administration, we're out looking for noxious. Again, we found thousands of them.
300,000.
Some of the children
were
we found with their family, perfectly safe. They just didn't respond to call-ins, or they went and took off because they didn't want to face the consequences of immigration court. But we rescued some victims of sex trafficking. We rescued some victims on forced labor. We found children working on ranches and chicken farms. Right. No, not going to school, but in slave labor in the United States of America. So that was the whole nexus of the last administration.
And sex traffic to pedophiles?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. We found some in sex trafficking. I mean, we just, I think 2 weeks ago, we rescued a 14-year-old that was already pregnant, living with adult men.
Wow. Yeah, we find some of them in sex trafficking. Yeah, sell them out the back of the strip club. Why not? Ryan Matta is the director and creator of the documentary Trafficked. He's actually managed to find several of those kids over the last couple of years.
So when you talk about a child trafficking and pipeline, right? Once a child is delivered into that pipeline and actually makes it across the border where he's delivered to a buyer in America, once they hit that pipeline, the child's life expectancy goes from 72 years to 36 months. So you can assume that from the day that these children were delivered, a time clock started, right? A 36-month expiration date. That child will most likely succumb to their illnesses because they've been raped to death, riddled with STDs, jaws broken. They don't take these kids to the hospital when they abuse them and beat them up. And then they just succumb to their illnesses.
We've come a long way since the days of the milk carton, haven't we? You know, the good news, though, and I want to end the segment with some good news here. They're not coming over the border anymore. Border totally secure. We caught 8,400 people at the border. It was a waste of their time coming here because we didn't release a single one into the country, which means not one child was released into the country, which means you might as well not bother to kidnap them anymore in Guatemala. And a reason I keep saying Guatemala, if you Google it, there is a really mind-numbing 2014 article in The Guardian about families building like trap doors into their homes. Building secret spaces behind walls, in some cases where they're very poor, digging like holes in the ground so that when the men come through with the guns, they can hide the girls, especially the pretty ones. In some cases, the boys too, because they'll just come through with automatic weapons and take whoever's attractive. Just sell them up here in America. That was 2014. Can you imagine? 300,000. Some, yes. Thank God, picked up by their parents. But others, I'll probably never see them again.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Exactly who did wealthy and upwardly mobile, highly educated Democrat women elect in New York City in the primary? Continue to maintain white, highly educated women are the most dangerous group on earth. As Bonchi from Red State often says, determined to end America and Western civilization, because why? We don't know. But whatever the case is, they have now thrown in with a total communist. People are now beginning to go back through Zohran Mamdani. I'm going to have to practice saying that. And I need to get a pronunciation guide. Do you realize he has been in America for less than 10 years? About to be mayor of New York, maybe. Really hoping Eric Adams pulls this out. And they're going back and, you know, pulling his old post and seeing how radical this guy was. He posted a photo. You can see this on my X feed of Arya Rajendran. She's a 21-year-old communist mayor in India, who is a leader of a Marxist youth enforcement group and held her up as a model for New York City. It's not a joke. It's a blueprint. ARIA was installed by the Communist Party of India. So India has a Communist Party. It's a party that praises China, Cuba, and North Korea, pushes violent class warfare and government seizure of property, and uses red volunteers to intimidate and control citizens on the streets. Think Antifa here. That's what they're working up to. Uses red volunteers to intimidate and control civilians. She was the leader of the red volunteers. And they show her here in a clip in what she's got in her hand. She's dressed in red, which is the color of communism. She's got the sticks they use to beat people. You will agree. You will be made to comply. Retweets her. And here, this is what he retweets. It was the announcement out of India. Comrade Arya Rajardhan, age 21, new mayor of, I can't say the city, I'm sorry, in the state of Kerala, India. She will be the youngest mayor of a major city in the world. Here she leads a detachment of red volunteers. And then hashtag communist. He retweets this with the words, them. So what kind of mayor does New York City need right now? Me. And then the pictures of her, including one after she's been elected and one before, you know, in her street photo. So she's standing there wearing red with the stick that she uses to beat people. They're not even hiding it, folks. And this is what I've, you know, I love this because this is what I've been telling you for a very long time. Marxist street thugs are key to the rise of these parties because there's never more than 20% of the country that supports them. And so they have to beat their opponents into silence so that they're afraid to challenge them. That's why you need red volunteers. And it says here she leads a detachment of red volunteers in a Kerala. And again, of course, her stick. You know what's interesting about that stick? Sure looks like she's used it. It looks worn. Sweet girl. You'd love to have her knock you over the head, I'm sure. This is who this guy is. Hashtag communist. Retweets it. What kind of mayor does New York City need right now? Democrats. And folks, here's the crazy part about this. As bad as Cuomo is, and he's bad, minority voters, he won the majority of them. Minority voters went for him. Black voters went for him. Blue-collar voters went for him. Mondami won white, educated liberals. In other words, the people who can afford to flee if it doesn't work out. And the guy also, to, by the way, speaking of not working out, because he's not gonna. This isn't a guy who just wants to defund the police. That's not enough. He actually tweeted that he wants to abolish the NYPD. And if that weren't enough to ensure absolute, total, and complete chaos, well, there's this tweet from May of 2022. We need to ban all guns. No guns, no NYPD. Will they be following any laws? Not, we're always going to abolish prisons too, he said. These are his words. Now, will he actually succeed in this? Who knows? But what this shows you is what they really want. What they really want. So, and they don't know what to do this morning. Yesterday, the DNC gave him their actual stamp of approval, the formal DNC Twitter feed. Tweeted congratulations to him. Said congratulations at Zoran Mondani. Onward to November. Or he'll be running against former Democrat Eric Adams, who's now an independent. And they hate Adams because he told the truth about Joe Biden flooding New York City with illegal immigrants. He didn't like it. He couldn't take care of it. He tried. He's a good Democrat. He tried to take care of the first couple hundred thousand. And after that, he couldn't do it. Couldn't afford it anymore. It was billions of dollars. He wasn't getting enough money. He criticized the Biden administration. Well, you don't do that. They turned around and slapped him with criminal charges. And then Trump came in and said, hey, well, you know, we'll make those go away. And he's been, basically cooperating with Trump ever since. It doesn't mean he's a good guy. It just means he's not crazy like Mom Donnie. Or he's not as crazy as Mom Donnie. Folks, this is striking a chord in America. I don't know what kind of chord, because I've never seen this before. The only other person I've ever seen dominate the top 10 news stories in the country is Donald Trump, and he'll get 4 or 5 in the top 10. That's really good for him. The rest are like sports and stuff going on in other places. Mom Donnie, let me see if it's still this way. 9 out of 10. Right now, top news stories in the country. The whole country is watching this. It's striking a chord. Just an example of what people are reading. In shock to Democratic politics, Zohran Mamdani wins NYC primary. Number two, Republicans use Mamdani bombshell victory over Cuomo as ammunition to blast Democrats. Number three, does NYC mayoral primary show Democrats shifting further left? Of course it does. Number four, Zohran Mamdani victory in NYC mayoral primary is political earthquake for the Democrat Party. Number five is a teen shot in the Bronx. Number six, who is Zohran Mamdani, the young Democrat socialist who beat Andrew Cuomo? Number seven, government-run grocery stores. That's what he wants to do. Question mark. These New Yorkers are skeptical. Number eight, Cuomo concedes NYC mayoral primary in stunning upsets. You would never see all 10 of the top stories in America about one guy. But you know what this is? And folks haven't quite caught on to this part yet. This isn't just, hey, we're going to go openly communist and stop pretending about who we are. This is a full-on rebellion against the old guard. This is AOC from the videos she cut campaigning for him. She's not just trying to get him elected. She's trying to defeat the old guard who, yes, are Marxists, but they've never admitted it.
So early vote, fill out your ballots, and make sure that you do not rank Andrew Cuomo on your ballot. Don't do it, folks. We're going to go Zohran number one, Adrian Adams number two, Brad Lander number three, Scott Stringer number four, and Zellner Myrie number five. We are going to rank our ballot Zohran number one for a New York City that can be affordable to all of us.
So see what she's doing there? Because they have ranked voting where you would, when you vote, you choose more than one. What she's doing there is shutting out Cuomo. That's how they beat Cuomo. I mean, folks, Cuomo is a radical liberal. He is not a moderate, not by a long shot. That's what makes this so shocking. And Mamdani beat him by 7 points. So who else was doing this, spending this message? David Hogg, who just got kicked out of the DNC by the old guard because he wanted to spend $20 million to defeat them in their congressional seats. And then him, AOC, and a whole host of radical socialist Democrats, including Bernie Sanders. So this is the split from the Democrat Party. Do you know what they're rebelling against? The fact, and this is Bernie here, that they haven't had a real prime, because they don't let their sheeple make decisions. Are you kidding me? You think they're going to let, they don't want Americans to make decisions. They're going to let their sheeple make decisions because they'd be voted out. This is Bernie Sanders admitting, like, we haven't had a real primary that wasn't rigged since 2008.
But then could we not also say, if ostensibly there hasn't been a fair primary for the Democrats since 2008, are they not also a threat to democracy? Yes. We often hear.
Fair enough. That is, I'm not going to argue with that point. Mm-hmm.
Texter writes, Cuomo is a white guy, that's why. And another texter writes, sounds like these liberal white females want a woman to control their every, no, I'm sorry, want a man to control. Wait. Sounds like these liberal white females want a man to control their every move in their lives. Sounds like we are back in history 75 years. What happened to all these women who fought for women's rights?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.